We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You're listening to TG1F, an F1 podcast with Kate and Nicole.
We're your hosts. I'm Kate.
And I'm Nicole.
And this is our show, where we talk about all things Formula One.
And a lot of things that are not Formula One, too.
Because why the heck not?
This is your formal invitation to a weekly hangout with your F1 BFFs, where we'll talk on-track action, off-track gossip, and throw in some hot pop culture topics.
It doesn't matter if you're a seasoned F1 fan, a curious newbie, or literally just think the drivers are hot, because they are. There's a little something in this podcast for everyone.
Speaking of which, did you hear what happened this week?
No, tell me about it.
It's lights out and away we go, baby. We're doing great, but I am in an incredibly good mood because
hear that.
The Mob Wives of Pelican Bay are returning.
They're going to their sacred homeland.
They're returning to Miami.
I wish we were doing a pilgrimage.
I know.
To Pelican Bay. Like, it feels kind of wrong.
It feels incredibly
wrong.
We won't
be able to see Big Tony.
We won't be able to see Big Tony. We won't be at the taking out loans at the Blue Martini.
We won't be getting the worst spray tan that's ever been given.
Actually, I'm really happy that that's not happening.
That was traumatic.
I have not gotten a spray tan since. It's been 2 years. I refuse to put that on my body.
I think you need to get a good one to see like what it can actually be like, because that was the worst one I've ever gotten in my life.
Oh my god,
I can't even it like hurts me to think about it. That's how bad it is. Also, I can literally feel my eyelashes.
I know, queen, you look on so good.
If you're watching on YouTube,
take a peek,
take a gander,
look at those
bad boys. So I famously have just the straightest eyelashes of all time. They just stick directly out of my face. They're really long. They just like stick straight out, so they don't look long. I have like really long eyelashes. Like, you can always see them on my bottom eyelashes. So it looks like I have like really long bottom eyelashes and then nothing on the top. So I do love a lash lift. But since I bought a house, I'm a little bit po. So I bought the... a little spawn con here. It's literally right next to me.
It's for legal reasons. This is not spawn con, and we will not be sponsored. Disclosing as an ad.
Nope. So I got this like Luxe.
Did you get an lash Instagram
lift
ad?
Set? Oh, I've been getting them all over Instagram, okay. Like everywhere, and it's just like going viral right now. And it's like at home lash lift. It has everything you need. There's four, like, stuff enough to do four of them in the box. And it's only $39.
Wow.
I was like, yeah, I'll try that. I'll be giving that a try, because when I go to get my lashes done, it's like $100
bucks.
At least,
yeah,
for one appointment. So I'm like, if I can do this at home, game over. So I did it today, and it was so easy.
And it looks so good.
And they look so good. I was really nervous for a little bit because, like, not only are my lashes really straight, but they're also, like, very thick. Like, they're really strong. And they did not want to stick to, like, the thing. You're supposed to, like, you put this, like, weird eye thing on, and then you put glue on it. And then you're supposed to, like, use, like, the Q-tip they give you and, like, gently, like, put your lashes and they'll stick to the glue. not for me. I had to put like so much glue and then like literally bring my finger and just like push them on for like a minute. And then finally they like kind of stuck, but like some of them were coming off and they weren't like beautifully like spaced out. Like they were kind of wonky and I was like, this is going to look so bad. Like there's no way this is going to look good, but it turned out okay. And good. I'm like very excited about it.
Good. I'm so happy. So every time we go to Miami, we got to try a new beauty thing. And
have to try something
one of
new.
Them sticks.
Yeah. I know. I really like it. I'm like very happy. Like I love to get a lash lift, love to be able to do it myself.
I love
but like
a lash
it's
lift.
Always so weird when you're like, oh, I feel them. Yeah. Like, I'm just like looking up and I'm like, I feel them on my eyebrow.
It's definitely something to get used to for sure.
Yeah. So I won't be able to wear mascara tomorrow, but that's okay.
That's okay. Oh my God. Yeah. I'm so excited to go back to Miami. And you know what?
I know.
It's funny because you and I have constantly been on this podcast being like, we're never going back to Miami. Like, fuck Miami.
Yeah. Like, no, we won't going be going back. Like if we had to go back to any of the US races, like we would not go back to Miami. Psych, here
Psych.
We are.
I am like actually so excited now that we're going. I'm like, actually, yeah. It was really fun. It was really hot, but it was also so much fun.
Well, and I'm just glad that this year, at least for two of the 3 days, we'll be in the shade.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's huge.
Yeah.
We learned a lot last time. Like, I feel like we learned a lot of things to be able to prepare us for this year.
Just like I need to get another spray tan to remind myself how good it can actually be.
Yeah.
We need to return to Miami
to realize how good it can actually be.
Or prove that it was better than we thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited because the last time we went was like the heyday of my skin being terrible. And I was so self-conscious about it. Yeah. And we were like, in Miami, we were like kind of doing brand things for the first time. Like we had like a couple things going on and I was like, I want to wear makeup because I'm like so self-conscious about my skin right now. Mm-hmm. And like wearing makeup to that track was like my nightmare. Like it was so brutal. And I had to wear like a full face. Like I was like putting makeup on. Yeah. Whereas this year I'm excited. Like I'm gonna probably do a little bit of makeup, especially like we're on an actual brand trip and like with like a cosmetics company. So I'm like feel like I should probably like
look
good. But at least I can do like I'm gonna do so much like lighter makeup. Yeah. It's gonna be like maybe like a tinted moisturizer, like maybe like a little bit of my skin tint foundation, like so light, so minimal versus what I did last time, which I'm really excited about because that was so brutal.
The last time. It was a lot. It was really heavy to have to wear all of that on your face in 95 degree heat and 100% like, humidity.
Also, since we're in the beach club cabanas, we get like food and drinks, I think. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be like, I just feel like we're set up for more success.
And we're by the
time.
Pool. We're by the pool. Yeah. I'm going like, in that pool if it's the last thing I do.
Truly. My outfit for Saturday is literally a beach cover up. So it's I'm wearing a bathing suit. Love. I'm wearing a bathing suit and I'm wearing this like adorable little like knit set, which I like realized when I posted my packing video. It looks so heavy. Like, it looks like I'm literally bringing, like, a sweater and, like, pants to wear to Miami. Mm-hmm. But it's so light. I tried it on the other day, and it's, like, oh, it's amazing. It's so cozy.
Obsessed
so I'm very excited. But I'm like, yeah, I'm going in that pool.
Yeah.
Catch me in the pool during Ed Sheeran's set.
Yeah.
Swimming up to him.
What I don't think everyone understands yet is that we will be enjoying the pool as a bit. Like, we will be
asking people to play mermaids.
Yeah, we will be fully enjoying the pool.
I'm bringing swim goggles.
Everyone else is probably, like, super rich and, like, doesn't give a shit about the pool. But, like, for the bit, we're in the pool.
Like, I want to bring, like, arm floaties. I'm getting goggles. I'm going to bring something to tie my legs together to play mermaids.
Like, it's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic.
It's going to be really good.
So I'm very excited. I'm very excited to see the changes.
We've heard a lot of good things from the Miami organizers that there have been a lot of good like updates and changes to the track. And we obviously haven't seen it since the first year. And that was kind of a mess. Yeah. No offense to them if they're listening, but it's a little bit of a mess. So I'm very excited to see kind of how it's been stepped up.
Yeah.
This year.
So excited. Excited to try some new restaurants, do some different things.
Do so many things.
Yeah, so many things. We've got a packed agenda for you guys. And I can't
wait. We're like double booked every night.
Like, I can't wait.
Double, maybe triple.
Show you all of the things. It's going to be so much
fun. We're vibing out.
Yeah.
This is also the first TG1F trip that we've taken.
Just
the two of us.
I know, which is
like just TG1F. Like, this is girls' trip. Like, we're having girls' night out every night. Every night is a let's go GNO.
Yeah. Also, I realized that my nails are Miami GP color.
Okay. I'm about to paint mine
pink. Look at
like
us.
The other, which I think is funny because I think that's opposite.
So
of what
opposite
did the last
of what
time.
You and I always do.
Because the last time we were in Miami, I got
you did do like
the
this
blue
color
tips.
Green. Yeah,
I got like cool blue. Mm-hmm. Actually, it might have been blue and pink. I might have done both.
Oh yeah, yeah. Actually, you did the Miami colors.
Yeah,
and I got the pink flames.
Yeah, how fun! TBD. I know. I
could not get a design done because my nails were all kind of over the place and I was just
like once again I'm po, so I will be doing my own.
Perfect.
With my another non-paid SponCon Les Mini Macaron.
She loves her mini macaron.
I freaking love it. I love that shit. So, and I got my white nail polish from my toes that I
did,
gotta
like,
do
a really really light purple, so it looks almost white, but
I just like I don't remember the last time I did anything other than white on my feet.
Anyway, can you tell we're excited about Miami? So speaking of people who are kind of shifting their color palettes for the weekend, let's talk about Ferrari.
Here's the thing. They got me so hyped up. They got me so hyped up because I love the new merch and I love their suits. And they were like, we're going blue for Miami. And I thought we were going to get like a really cool like blue and white car. Uh-huh. Like think like AlphaTauri. Mm-hmm. Like I thought we were going to get
like
something, but like
blue.
More blue. Like, yeah, more of like a baby blue. I was so excited. And then they were like, psych, we're actually doing red car with blue stripes.
They hyped it up so much for it to be so disappointing. But you know what? I don't know why. Like, we let ourselves get excited by this.
We should know better.
Like, we should know better at this point. And yeah, that's on us. That's on
that
us
is.
For having
that
expectations for Ferrari that won't ever be met.
It's like, I thought it was going to work because they did a good job on, like, the merch and the suits.
Yeah.
Like, I just really thought we were going to continue
that
momentum.
They're cute little, like, mechanic blue suits. I was like, absolutely.
I want the shirt. It would look horrible on me. So I'll probably just have, like, Nick have it. And then I'll just wear it some, maybe once or twice. But I'm like, they're so cute. I love them. Like, I'm literally wearing
the
I'm
color.
Wearing my
I know. It's that
Ferrari
is your
blue.
Color.
Blue is my color. I'm pissed, honestly.
Yeah, just stick a Ferrari sticker on there and then, you know what, DIY.
DIY.
Once again, we have to do everything ourselves.
Yeah. Unbelievable. You know who I wonder is going to be, if she's going to be wearing blue or maybe maroon or maybe lavender.
Or maybe green for reputation, maybe. Snake color
is Miss Taylor Swift.
Is she wearing green not for reputation but for Aston Martin, for her lover
Alpine? Oh my god,
for her lover
Fernando. Yeah, that's like a wink wink nudge to Alonso. She's like, I'm actually here with my boyfriend, but
Travis is my beer.
Is for you. This is an Easter egg specifically for you, Fernando.
Like, I know we've talked about this, like, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago about like the whole TTPD and the Aston Martin and the Fernando Alonso of it all.
Yeah.
But like, there are articles
like
out there.
She's going.
Currently.
There has to be a photo of them together this weekend.
Like,
like Taylor Swift is going to F1.
She's
Miami.
So many people are like, we can't trust Daily Mail. We can't trust the Sun. And I'm like, you know what? Sure. However, the signs are kind of lining up, like,
yeah.
the points are being made.
Travis, you know, Taylor loves an Easter egg. Like, this is like perfect for her.
Travis loves, or Travis invested in Alpine.
Yeah.
We know for a fact that the Alpine comms team has been desperately trying to get Travis to show up at a race. Mm-hmm. Patrick and Brittany Mahomes were at the race last year.
Yep.
And it just, it's like.
It makes sense.
It makes sense. They're the Super Bowl champions. Like, they're doing kind of press rounds. Like, we are seeing them do more.
Taylor's on a break.
We're seeing them do more engagements with other sports organizations within the country. Like, it only makes sense.
Right.
And so, like the DeLulu Taylor Swift fan that I am, who regularly believes in all of the Easter eggs and conspiracy theories, I will be subscribing to the fact that she will be at the F1 Miami Grand Prix.
Yeah. And it's also going to be like a middle finger to Austin for being like, you thought you could get me.
Again.
Well, you thought you could get me.
She played in 2016.
Again. Now. Okay, yes, 2016 was like never. Not the peak of her.
No.
So.
Instead.
But also, like, instead, Taylor.
They said Sting.
Taylor at F1 giving a wink, wink, nudge, nudge to Alonso is giving Bejeweled. And when I meet the band Alonso, he says, do you have a man? I can still say I don't remember. Like, that's her being like, yeah, he's actually over there in the Alpine garage. But, like, I don't remember.
But also, I'm imagining the height difference. Like, Taylor in her heels.
It's literally going to be. It's the Taylor Bruno Mars meme all over again.
Absolutely.
I can't wait for that.
I'm so excited. So all of the haters, all the naysayers, like, I can't wait.
Just wait.
On Sunday to be like, I motherfucking told you so, bitch.
And what about it?
Oh, I'm screaming. All right. Well, that's Miami for you. We will have more Miami content, obviously, next
so
week.
So much.
Follow along on TikTok, on Instagram. We will be pumping out content. We will be a content machine.
Machine.
And we promise this time. I know, guys, sometimes we're really bad at that, but, like, we are getting down to business this time.
It's also only the two of us.
Yeah.
So, like, no distractions.
No distractions.
No distractions.
All. So.
It's just us and our phones. Just us and a tripod.
Let's get into some F1 news that happened this week.
There was a lot.
We saw quite a bit of it.
Oh, yeah.
I think the biggest thing, the biggest talk of the town, Adrian Newey, chief engineer at Red Bull. He is leaving Red Bull at the beginning, the first quarter of 2025, I believe is what they said.
Which we've been hearing rumors. There's been he said, she said. Mm-hmm. And it's confirmed.
I mean, there was the rumors. People, it was kind of circulating on, like, random accounts on Twitter last week. And then the BBC reported it. And we're like, okay, this has some legitimacy. And then,
well, because Red Bull was like, hasn't told us.
They said, nonsense. Mm-mm-mm, we haven't heard a single peep about that.
Classic.
But you know.
Classic F1.
We always say when they deny the rumor too much, it's usually true.
Yeah.
So all things were quiet for about 3 to 4 days. Then yesterday, we get the news that he's officially leaving. Christian has posted the gayest photo of the two of them in the pool and a sob story caption about how he loves this man and they've been through it since the beginning and, like, yada, yada, yada. Okay, we get it. You lost the best thing that ever happened to you, so count your motherfucking days.
Yep.
And now the big question is he retiring?
Where
or does someone have a big enough checkbook
and
to
here's
bring
the
him
thing.
Over?
Here's the thing is I know there were rumors that it was going to be Ferrari.
Mm-hmm.
I do not think that they can afford him because they already had to take out a title sponsorship to get Lewis. Like, to pay for, like, I'm like, I don't think they can afford him.
Hey, crazier things have happened.
Crazier things have happened. And I will literally kiss Fred's feet. If he gets Lewis.
Big things, because you said, I hate feet.
I said it. And that's how strongly I feel about this, is if he manages to get Lewis and Adrian in the matter of months, I will literally kiss his feet. Like, that will be the dream team. But I've heard rumors that it's Aston Martin, because mm-hmm. they're really trying to, like, build everything up. And who do we know that
we
would
know
have the checkbook?
Pockets.
Yeah.
Can you imagine Adrian Newey to Aston Martin. Alonso re-signs for one more year after next year. And
hasn't he signed for like
just 1 year?
Oh, okay.
And then so he's like, all right, one more year. We've got Adrian Newey. We've got Honda. Fernando Alonso wins a title, immediately retires. He wins his last title and he goes out on a bang.
I mean,
because we all know Lance is not going to do it. We know for certain it's not going
to
be Lance.
Unless they're literally bringing Adrian in to like fucking cheat Lance's way to P1.
Hey, again, crazier things have happened.
Conspiracy corner. So that's Lawrence Stroll is hiring Adrian Newey to rig Lance's car so that he can win.
You know what? It would be a crazy day to see Lance win, pull a Max Verstappen and just win and win and win.
It would be very, very unlike him.
Yeah.
That's for sure. You know what else it would be unlike?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You know what else? Someone is acting a little differently than usual. Our friend of the pod.
Famously so.
Gunther Steiner. Happy-go-lucky guy. He's suing Haas.
He's got beef.
He's got beef
with Gene.
He said, tell your boyfriend if he says he's got beef, I'm a vegetarian and I ain't fucking scared of him. That's what he called and said to Gene.
That's what it said in the papers, well, that he served to Haas.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So Gunther is suing Haas for alleged unpaid commissions and like money that they owe him, mm-hmm. and also for still using his name and likeness to make money when they literally fired him. I'm like, don't be selling those Gunther shirts.
It's so funny to me that they like all of the articles like I read about this. They were like in their mutual understanding that Gunther was not going to be re-signed. Like it was mutual. It was like both parties agreed. And I was like, no fucking shot.
No fucking shot.
And you know what? Gunther said, you know what? You didn't cut me my check. You didn't run me my money. Guess what?
It's not mutual anymore, bitch.
Time has passed. And I've shown that I'm able to survive without you guys. And so now I'm going to sue your ass.
Mm-hmm. He said, F1's not going to let me go like you did.
So he's like the face of the Miami Grand Prix this weekend or something.
Yeah, you
like
can
that.
Like meet Gunther and like hang out with him. So he's going to be standing outside the Haas garage like.
Count your
bitch better have my money.
Days.
Bitch better have my money.
So we'll be following Gunther versus Haas in the courts. I'm sure they'll settle out of court. It won't go to a public court of opinion, but I can't wait to see what
happens. It'd be crazy. Imagine it's like the new trial that everyone's watching on TV.
We shift our podcast to like a true crime podcast and
it's just like
Gunther versus Gene.
We're literally like, actually, I'm taking a sabbatical from work.
We're outside the courthouse with our microphones.
We're live outside the courthouse. Gunther Steiner has just walked in. We're still waiting for Gene Haas to arrive. We're just court reporters now.
What is it called?
Stenographer.
Stenography. Yeah,
I'm doing the illustrations. I'm drawing the pictures. It's paint by number. I'm paint by numbering in the courtroom.
I can see it. I can see it very clearly in my mind.
Actually, I should be the stenographer because I'm a really fast typer.
You are. I'm really not good at typing.
You should be the artist because you've been really into watercolors. Yeah,
my watercolors. I take shrooms and then I watercolor.
Walk into the courtroom. Your Honor, I am tripping, but I also am about to fuck up some watercolors.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
Bring out the dancing lobsters.
You know what? It's jury duty. It's
I can't.
It's jury duty, but it's us running the Gunther Haas.
We're running it now.
Well, okay.
Nick's the bailiff.
It's Judge Judy.
Sam and Kaylee are the dancing lobsters that come out in the back.
No, Riley's going to actually be the court illustrator.
You're right. You're right.
Oh, our little ecosystem.
I mean, we have a full court system going on in our friend group. So
we
I think we're
set. We love to judge. So.
We do. Judge, jury, executioner over here.
So what about it?
That's next for us. We're actually doing a spinoff podcast and it's court themed. And we have people come and they have to plead their case.
It's the people's court. It's the people's court on the podcast.
The two girls court.
Do you have beef with someone? Bring them on the pod. We'll mediate. I took a mediating class
one time. I minored in alternative dispute resolution. I have a law minor.
Perfect.
Bitch, I'm ready to go.
We are certified.
We are prepared for this.
All right. Speaking
you
of
guys,
things.
Let us know in the comments. Let us know in the comments if you maybe we'll do start a Patreon. It'll be people's score. You pay us $5 a month and we'll settle your disputes. So let us know in the comments if you'd be interested.
Okay. I woke up this morning itching. I was like, this is the only thing I want to talk about this week.
Tell me.
And that is Lando Norris. Lando Norris celebrating King's Day. With none other,
of course,
than Martin Garrix,
the Dutchman himself,
scene of the crime. All of the content that has come out of Lando being drunk on a boat next to Martin Garrix has fueled me for another 6 months.
Truly,
he seemingly everyone thought he broke his nose because he had this weird band-aid wrapped around his face.
He's literally, I lived, bitch.
Like, honestly, it was. And you could tell that he, lights on, no one's home. He felt no pain. He was like, no. I don't even know what happened to me.
But
like,
then
how
come
did
to
I
find
get this
out,
on my face?
Come to find out, now he has like the world's
tiniest
band-aid.
Right? It's so small. I want them to
You
put,
know,
like,
Martin was just like, dude. Your nose.
You're bleeding.
He's like, I want a first aid kit. And they're all just hammered and just like wrapping the gauze around Lando's face.
They're like ripping off a sleeve from their shirt. They're like just fucking tying it.
Dead.
It was truly everything. And like, I can't wait for media day tomorrow because they're going to be like, Lando,
what happened?
Tell us what happened to your face. And he's going to have to be like, well, I got a little too drunk. At least I didn't fall off the boat.
Literally.
But
Checo's like, been there.
The Mar. The Martin Garrix of it all just really sent me. I was like, of course he's there. Of course he is.
Of course. Of course.
Where else would he be? I just was surprised to see that Lando was the only one there. Like, Max wasn't there, which was surprising to me.
Well, Max has a child, so.
You're right. He's
Max
a father.
Can't be doing this anymore.
He can't have fun anymore.
Can't be fucking around.
He turned 25 and they said enough.
You're an adult now. Act like it.
Okay. Obviously, this is kind of like, we love when there are U.S. Grand Prix because I love to see the shenanigans that happen.
Yep.
Here. Because a lot of the drivers have either like friends or family or apartments or whatever and in the United States. And there's always things happening.
There's always so things happening.
One thing that happened, which I'm quite frankly very upset about, is Lewis was here.
Lewis was here
in New York City. And WhatsApp and Mercedes had a party on Tuesday. When was that? Tuesday?
Monday.
And you're right. On Monday. And then Tuesday, Lewis ripped donuts out in front of the Empire State Building. Keep in mind, I work one block away from there. And I had no idea. And I was looking at the aerial view of the content they posted. I was like, there was no one there. There was not a soul there. There was like probably like 200 people, and that's it. And I was like, I am going to freaking lose it. I'm like posting in the F1 group Slack channel. I'm like, hey, guys, hate to be the bearer of bad news. We missed the coolest thing ever. Does anyone want to jump on the third rail with me?
Literally.
Everyone was like, so tough. I'm actually really upset. And I was like, yeah. Me too. And then I had to be like a sad sack of shit and just go look at the tire marks later in the day. I was like, Lewis was here. I like felt the warm ground.
She's like, I smell the burned rubber.
I'm like putting my hands on the ground. I'm like, Lewis was here.
It's the new rat hole.
And I was like telling Carly, I was like, I'm acting as if I've never seen Lewis in real life before. Like, I'm acting, I know. Like, this was, like, the one shot in my entire life that I'll be able to see Lewis. As if I don't have a cute little Polaroid of him that I took on my fridge.
Literally.
But I was just like, but I'm
there's not never enough, Lewis.
There's never enough. Because every time you see him, you're like, that is the most beautiful man alive.
Ever. Yeah.
His skin is glowing. Our friend interviewed him. And I was like, the unwavering eye contact, right? And she was like, absolutely. And I was like,
I said, was there a single pore on his face? And she said, nary no. a pore to be sound, found.
No, because that man is flawless.
Perfect.
We love him. We stand.
Love
and
him so much. Love
hopefully
him so
one of these
much.
Days, maybe after he's retired, I can run into Lewis Hamilton on the street and say, finally.
You know who else you could have run into on the
no.
street this week?
I don't want to talk about it. My man, Daniel Ricciardo.
You're bejeweled. You're when they ask when I meet the band, they say, "Do you have a man?" You can literally say, "I don't remember,"
I don't
because
remember.
It's we don't know. We don't know if he's our man or not. Week by week,
it changes. But he's been looking extra fine lately. He is coming out with a new Enchanté drop, which enough.
But it's also Enchanté Cafe again. So
I know. I was
same
like, okay.
shit, different day.
That's fine. Which, funny story, Carly's friend's friend, who she regularly dog sits for,
mm-hmm.
worked on that shoot for Enchanté.
Oh.
Crazy. Yeah.
Okay.
Just a little New York moment.
Little New York minute.
But Danny was here, and he was with Heidi, which, fantastic. Love that for them. I can't believe they're still dating. Like, that feels weird to me. Like, I didn't think that they would last this long.
I mean, like, he's not getting any more popular, so.
That's true. That's so true. I mean, he's getting old.
Yeah.
So.
The number of fish in the sea is not growing for him, I fear.
So true. Speaking of number of fish not growing for him, is we've talked about on this pod that we think that he had kind of like a race contract, like number of races to get his ass into gear.
Mm-hmm.
And after China, he was basically not confirming it, but he was like, hey, they switched chassis for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I think this is the key to my success. And he's like, I'm not going to say it right now because like I can't say for certain. But he's like, I want to be here in like 5 races and say like, yeah, we really turned it around. We really got the monkey off of our backs and kind of made a change. So whether or not that's an official line that Red Bull and AlphaTauri have drawn for him around being better in 5 races, who's to say? But he has seemingly given himself his own deadline of mm-hmm. 5 races. So we'll see. So
see
I think that's
what, shall.
Montreal, because we've got Miami, Imola, Monaco, Montreal.
Yeah.
And then Silverstone.
Well, we shall see.
Danny, don't make me disappointed to wear my Ricciardo tank this weekend. Okay? Don't do it. Don't do me like that.
Don't do it. Don't do me like that. Danny, Get it together. Get your shit together, Carol.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
All right, in other silly season news.
Anyways, yeah, we got our first team switch. Nico Hülkenberg is going to Sauber next year because it is part of his deal with Audi. Audi will be taking over Sauber in 2020.
Are they Sauber next year?
I think they are.
I can't keep track with that team.
I think it's still Kick Sauber. Steak. But like,
what is like? What owned, the fuck is that name? Team name?
I don't know. But I think it's all owned by Sauber, and then like the title sponsors can change.
Yeah.
But so they, because Audi will be taking over, they wanted a German driver in there. And for some reason, I guess Nico Hülkenberg was top of their list. So.
Which I did not see coming.
Nope. Didn't see him being a hot ticket, but good for him.
He's got some really good agents. So pat yourself on your back, Nico, because you hired really well.
Real good people. So they didn't say who will be his teammate. Mm-hmm. I personally am guessing that it'll be Zhou and Nico. I think Bottas is going to choose to retire at the end of the season. And we've talked about this before that I think he's just kind of over it. Yeah. Like, he's very much in his Kimi era of like, this is just a hobby for me. Like, I'm just doing this now. Like, I think he is ready.
I think he knows he's not going to win a championship at this
point. Yeah, I think he is ready to like move on to his other passions, which is now like cycling, owning businesses, traveling. I think that that is kind of the next step for him. Yeah. And I think he's probably spent the last couple seasons just like stocking up and getting himself ready for that, like putting a little retirement fund together. But I think he's going to be really successful off track. And I think he's just like ready to go do his other passions. And I really support that. And I would also like, I just really want to see Zhou keep staying on the grid.
Same. Yeah, he's either going to stay at stake or someone else is going to pick him up.
I hope so.
Because I don't see that Zhou's time is near the end.
I hope not.
But Alex Albon is allegedly rumored to be Audi's second choice if Carlos doesn't pan out for them in 2026.
Interesting.
So I know last week we talked about Helmut Marko. Or was that last week? Yes. Last week we talked about Helmut Marko saying that Carlos had a pretty big deal with Audi that they couldn't necessarily compete with. But as we've been saying, crazier things have happened.
Yep.
And now that they don't have Adrian Newey's paycheck anymore, maybe they could have some money for Carlos. So
yeah,
I don't know. But then it's like, okay, well, is that a good choice for Carlos if Adrian's leaving? Like, are they like gonna have the ability to be as good? It's kind of like there's a lot of things for Carlos to consider,
right? And I also, that also makes me wonder if they're already taking Nico in preparation for Audi. Could they also take Carlos next year and then Zhou goes somewhere else? Like, could they be just getting ready to be like, okay, we're just starting our Audi team early so that they have 1 year prior to Audi actually taking over to like develop the car with the drivers? Who knows?
That's a pretty good point. Who knows? But I'm excited to find out. We'll find out at some point. That covers F1 news for the week. We are so incredibly lucky this year to be able to watch our first F1. Actually, that's a lie. No, we saw the W series in Miami 2 years ago, but it's we will be watching F1 Academy this weekend, so I'm very excited about that. We got the opportunity to chat with Leah Block this week and get to ask her some questions about how she's liking F1 Academy so far and just get to know her a little bit better. So
good.
We will be rooting for Leah this weekend in Miami, and we hope that you just enjoy this fun little conversation we had with her.
Perfect. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today. We're super excited, and we'll also both be in Miami this weekend. So very excited to see you do your thing in real life.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Well, little context. I'm Nicole. That's Kate. We are from Two Girls, One Formula. We have a podcast called TG1F. And so I'm really excited to chat with you today about some fun questions that we've come up with.
Awesome. Let's do it.
Cool. So I know this is your first season racing with F1 Academy, but what has been your favorite part so far about being involved with F1 Academy?
Honestly, I think it's all the experiences they set up for us to all get together us as competitors and hang out. And especially in Jeddah, we got to go see the city. So it was really cool, all the exposure we got around and in the race weekend, you know, and how inclusive it is for everyone. It is obviously a racing series, but it all feels kind of like a family to everyone, you know. So it's just really awesome how smoothly everything's run. And so I think Miami is just going to be even better, you know.
Yeah. Can't wait. I know it's kind of interesting that you guys have a much longer kind of period in between races. So I'm sure the excitement just gets amped up that extra bit more in between. So super excited for that. Second question is, so recently we saw Abby Pulling make a comment about kind of responding to Max Verstappen's thoughts on F1 Academy, you know, and how he thinks that it's great, but it might not be a good enough stepping stone to get into F1. So just kind of curious what your thoughts are around that idea.
I mean, you know, F1 Academy is great because it is a stepping stone from karting, you know, for females to get into open wheel racing. So it's obviously not a step straight from F1 Academy to F1, you know, right. You still have to go Freca, F3, F2. It's just a way for females to get recognized for their talent instead of having to work 10 times harder against the males. And there's so many F4s around the world. So I really think that it's just a long-term thing, and it's just a way for females to get exposure and not just to jump to F1, you know?
No, that makes total sense. And Kate and I are basically on the same page where we're like, obviously, progress over perfection. We're not expecting F1 Academy drivers to be like, okay, immediately into F1 after this. Like, that's right. Not realistic in any sense. So that's really, yeah, that's really great. Kind of speaking off of F1 Academy, you have participated in a number of racing series already, which is incredibly impressive. What has been your favorite so far? And what is kind of the different challenge of each one?
Yeah, I mean, so many different ones over the years, you know. But I would say, as of right now, I mean, I've only done the first Academy race. Yeah. But I would say still Rally is my favorite currently, you know. It's where I've had the most success. And, you know, it's kind of just a home thing. I've grown up around it with my dad. So I hope that F1 Academy and Open Wheel will become my favorite in the future. But for now, it's just about getting more experience. And maybe when I start getting podiums, you know, I'll like it a little bit more.
What was your favorite part about being in Rally?
I think just winning.
You know what? That's so fair. So valid.
But the long stages, being in the car for days at a time, you know, it's so much time of racing and being in the car. So, you know, that's what I like. You know, it's kind of hard enough on Academy when we have so many breaks in between, you know, and then we get like one FP and then a qualifying and then two races that are only 30 minutes. So it's super short, but I think like the experience around it is so exciting.
Yeah. Rally is insane to me. Like, so cool. It just feels so wild. I like really want to make it a point of getting more into watching Rally, because I just watch it and I'm like, this is the craziest thing I've ever seen in the best way.
Yeah. I mean, the adrenaline rush is so much more because there's so many more things that could go wrong, you know?
Yeah. Finally, like, it takes so long. You're like in the car for, like, it's crazy. I love it.
Do you, do you remember, like, what was going through your mind in your first rally race? Like, how, what were the emotions?
Honestly, I think just excitement, you know, because I grew up around it with my dad so much and I've always wanted to do it. So being only 15 and getting to do my first rally was just really exciting for me. And all I wanted to do was go fast, you know? So it was just kind of the start of my rally career, but it was just, I got a little bit of a taste. I did the last rally at the end of the year, so I had to wait till the next season to do the next one. Yes. So I just wanted to do it even more. But yeah, it's kind of crazy. I had the almost the same sort of feeling in the first Academy race, you know, like it was just such a rush and everything happened so fast, you know, and everything was so new that just makes me want to get in the car now.
Totally. Well, you mentioned that you did your first rally race at 15 years old and you're only 17 now.
Yes.
Is that right? Yeah. So how do you deal with the pressure to be successful at such a young age compared to maybe some of your friends that are not, you know, professional athletes and might just be in high school getting ready to go to prom or graduate? How do you deal with that kind of otherworldly pressure?
I think it's mostly because I've grown up around it my entire life. You know, I've been in and around it. So just like about having different priorities. And this is something that I've always wanted to do and grown up doing that. I think it's just part of my life. And that's the only thing I know, you know, I'd rather be here than getting ready for prom at high school, you know. I do online school. So everything is just a pathway to keep being more successful in the motorsport world.
Love that. What we have a lot of young, you know, women followers and people who are really interested in getting into to motorsport, whether that's being behind the wheel or, you know, being behind the mic, being an engineer, whatever it may be. What is kind of your piece of advice for, you know, getting started in motorsport?
I would say just like any opportunity you can get, like whether it's like volunteering or interning, you know, just going to the races, everything can help. And just meeting different people and going to the grassroots. But honestly, just having a love for it, you know, like if you don't love motorsport and to be in it, it's never going to really happen for you, you know? So, yeah, just do what you love. And if motorsport's that what it is, you'll find a way, you know?
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's great advice. So we have a couple more like fun questions for you. Just a few. So the first one is, if you had to go on the Amazing Race, who from F1 Academy would you want to take as your partner?
So the Amazing Race is like, where you go all over the world, like,
Okay. You don't have phones, you don't have like anything, and you just have to like
figure it out,
find your way around. Gosh, the world.
That's a hard question. Okay. So it's like the drivers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think I would take my teammate Ariella. Okay. I think she's really savvy like that. You know,
you're putting so much faith. Oftentimes Kate and I are like, would we actually be good partners on Amazing Race? Who knows?
Yeah, like I don't know if we actually put us in that situation.
I don't like, yeah. I feel like I need someone who's like multilingual, who so I'm like when I'm around the world they can speak to more people than I can. But yeah, it's a tough decision because that's like you're really putting your faith in someone.
Yeah, I mean I only speak English, so she speaks like French and like what else, like Spanish. So
oh, perfect.
She'd be great then. She's perfect.
Yeah. And I feel like both of you actually would be really good because you have to do some challenges that are like fear inducing. Like you have to do like adrenaline junkie stuff. And so like, I feel like the both of you would just be like, yeah, like easy. I'll like bungee jump, like I'll walk on a tightrope, like no big deal.
I also feel like a lot of the challenges, like what gets, like what trips people up is driving different cars, like driving stick or something. So I feel like maybe this should be the next venture. Everyone's like, oh, we've been in a lot of motorsport series and next it's the Amazing Race.
Yeah. I'd like, love to see a full season.
The top tier right there.
Okay. Fun question. What artists are currently on repeat for you right now?
Oh, that's a really good question. Because people always ask me, like, oh, what's your favorite music? Like, who's your favorite artist? Like, I don't know. I listen to all different types. But, like, I would say, like, Noah Kahan right now, like, that's really good. You know, it was like some Drake. I like all different types of music. So.
What's kind of like the song that you just like keep hitting repeat on currently, like the earworm?
You know, like the last couple of days, it's been Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter. Like that song is so
So
good.
good.
It's so good.
Stuck in my head. My boyfriend is so done with me, like singing it over and over again. He's like, enough. I cannot handle this. I'm like, I can't get it out of my head.
And last question is, where would be your dream location for a race?
I was thinking about this and I was like, ooh, maybe like a race in like the mountains, you know, like Pikes Peak, but make it Formula One. Like,
Ooh,
be a little bit
yes.
sketchy, but you know.
I mean, that's the fun of it.
Yeah.
Are you gonna fall off the side of the mountain?
Just
You'll
don't fall off
probably
the side of a cliff and you're fine.
It's
You need some
giving.
serious barriers, like serious
Yeah.
barriers on the side.
It's
Sure.
giving that new proposed like Abu Dhabi track where they're like it's like a
Oh, yeah.
10-story corner one. Like, okay.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Scary.
Okay, one last
Really.
question before we go is, have you been to Miami before?
I have been to Miami, yeah.
Okay. What would you say is your one recommendation that someone do if they're going to Miami for the first time?
Well, I would say, like, just have some Cuban food because they have such good Cuban food. Like, go downtown, get some really good Cuban food. Get those, like, I don't know, those, like, fried, like, bananas or something.
The
Plantains?
plantains, yeah.
Plantains. Those are so
Oh,
good.
fried plantains are the way to my heart.
Yes,
They're
they're
so
so
good.
Yeah, I'm so excited to just eat so much good Cuban food.
I'm like waiting for it. I'm like, it can't come soon enough. I just want all of the food.
All right, well, Leah, this has been such a pleasure. Thank you so much. We will be cheering you on Saturday, Friday and Saturday, so we can't wait to see how you do.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, anytime.
Thank
Feel
you.
free if you ever want to come back and do a full episode with us. We'd love to have you.
Right. Well, so fun. Lovely.
I mean,
I think
how impressive is it that she's 17 and she's like doing all
I'm
this
literally
shit?
like self-conscious. I'm like,
I'm like,
okay,
what?
I'm
Remember the shit that we
30.
were getting into at 17?
No,
I was a
I don't
Tumblr
want to
hoe.
remember.
I spent all of my time on Tumblr.
Literally, like, I was not racing rally cars.
I
I
was
was not
writing One
like.
Direction fan fiction.
Like, I'm embarrassed to be honest, but so excited to root for her this weekend. I cannot wait to watch our first F1 Academy
Yeah.
race. It's going to be really fun, and I think that they this season especially they've had so much more going for them and so much more notoriety. So I think a lot of people are going to be tuning in, and I just like can't wait. I feel like the atmosphere is going to be
Yeah.
so great. So it's going to be so much fun. We'll have so much to talk about
I
next
know.
week.
I
So
know.
get ready.
Gear up.
I think next week, I also really am hoping to have a fun little Mother's Day episode coming out in a couple weeks. So stay tuned if you want to hear from
Our moms.
the women who raised us, the poor
Scary.
unfortunate souls that have had to deal with us for 30 fucking years. So lots of fun stuff coming, lots of content. If there's anything you guys are dying to see from Miami, let us know. Drop a comment on our YouTube video or drop us a DM, whatever you want. Just let us know what you guys want to see this weekend because we're going to be here, there, everywhere, just fucking dicking around Miami, doing it all.
Miami-Dade
So
County's not ready for us.
they ain't ready. But yeah, we'll be back with a shit ton of content. So
Until
see you guys
then,
then. And in the meantime,
we'll see you on the
we'll see you on
internet.
the internet.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of TG1F, an F1 podcast with Kate and Nicole.
If you like what you heard, don't miss out on the fun between episodes.
Keep up with the chaos on Instagram at Two Girls One Formula. That's spelled out TWO Girls Numerical One Formula.
And check out our website, twogirlsoneformula.com, to shop cute, fan-made F1 merch.
See you next week.
But like we said, in the meantime, we'll see you on the internet.